The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, now this is interesting. What will the Department of Justice do with this development? Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Kind of breaking news. I looked up at the TV monitor in the studio during the top of the hour break. And guess what? Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters disrupted events inside the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Inside the Capitol building, things that were happening in the Capitol building were disrupted by protesters shouting Free Palestine, calling Joe Biden a monster, a genocide Joe. Did I mention they were inside the Capitol building illegally? And there were about 50 that were arrested because they were disrupting Congress? Sounds a great deal like January 6th, right? So, I just wonder how many of these pro-Palestinian protesters are going to be locked up, put in solitary confinement for a year, year and a half, with no hearing, no opportunity to defend themselves, and then finally sentenced to years in prison. I just wonder if that's going to happen to these pro-Palestinian protesters. Oh, wait. No, they've already been released. I believe that's correct. Yeah, they were just arrested not long ago. This is current. This happened today. Inside the Capitol building, protesters illegally protesting, disrupting congressional business. Now, if we do not have a double standard in the Department of Justice, then I am assuming that these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist protesters will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. I think we all know the answer. Now, isn't that sad that we already know the answer? Isn't it sad that we know that nothing will happen to these protesters? Why? They don't fit the narrative of the progressive liberal left. We will see. But I don't think I'm going to be wrong. But this just unfolded at the Capitol building today. This happened today. I continue to tell you that when we get on the other side of COVID, which we actually are now, we will look back and realize that almost everything we were told was wrong. Probably about the vaccines as well. anyone, you remember anyone who questioned the safety of the vaccine was called a conspiracy nut, an anti-vaxxer. How dare you? Well, listen to this. This week, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released 780,000 previously undisclosed reports about a wide array of adverse effects after the COVID-19 vaccination. Years after the federal government undertook an intensive campaign to delegitimize such talk as harmful misinformation. And of course, you know this is true. Anyone who said, whoa, these vaccines were not tested extensively because they couldn't. They were put through very, very quickly. They were developed at historically short times with no opportunity to actually test for long-term results. And if anybody questioned that, you were a conspiracy nut. And you were spreading, and again, I'm quoting, harmful misinformation. Well, some of the things that were reported as adverse effects, now remember, 780,000 undisclosed reports. Why undisclosed? Well, because it was not yet demanded. Heart inflammation, miscarriages, seizures, unconsciousness, Bell's palsy. Most of you know that that's partial or temporary facial paralysis, and much more. And again, this is coming from the CDC. The whole rollout of the vaccine, and listen, I am not here to state that they were safe, they were unsafe. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I honestly don't know whether they were safe or they were unsafe. I don't know. I've read an enormous amount. Yes, they're safe. I've read an enormous amount. No. They are not safe. I honestly don't know which to believe. But here is what I do know. The vaccines were rolled out with such speed and urgency. No one could predict long-term effects. No one could. And the absolute assurance, and again, here's my problem. We were dealing with a COVID pandemic. People were dying everywhere. And people were saying, we got to do something. And so President Trump did something. He developed this Operation Warp Speed. And by the way, if you have a problem with the safety of the vaccines, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory manner, just a factual manner. It was Donald Trump who pushed the vaccines through without proper testing. Am I blaming him? No. For all I know, hundreds of thousands of lives were saved because of the vaccine. I don't know. But let's just not forget who did what. That's something we cannot blame on Joe Biden. Joe Biden had nothing to do with the vaccine. He had a great deal to do with the mandatory taking of vaccines, shutdowns, et cetera, et cetera. He had a lot to do with that. But Joe Biden had nothing to do with the vaccine. That was all Donald Trump. So what I started to say is my problem was the lack of honesty from the medical experts. We were promised this is safe. They didn't know whether they were safe or not. They didn't. there will be no long-term effects. There was no way of them knowing that because they had not been tested long-term. So that's my ultimate problem. Rather than being honest with the people, we understand this is experimental. We've done everything we possibly can to make them safe. We cannot guarantee long-term safety, but in our professional opinion, we believe you should get the vaccine and you will be safer from COVID if you take the vaccine. I wouldn't have had any problem with that at all. And then people could make up their own mind. My problem was the false assurance and the outright lies. And yes, there were outright lies. If you get the vaccine, you will not, cannot get COVID. That was a lie. They didn't know. If you get the vaccine, you could get COVID, but you can't transmit it to other people. That was a lie. There were a lot of lies. That's my problem. Not that they created a vaccine and tried to help people. It was the dishonesty. That is my problem. All right, Chick-fil-A is under attack again. You might be surprised, maybe not, as to who is attacking them. If you like Chick-fil-A, stay tuned. I've got this story when we come back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I'm all for spirited competition. I don't care what the industry, I don't care what the business, I don't care what the company. We operate in a free market society, and part of that is telling the world how great you are and your product is and how bad and horrible your competitor is and their products are. I mean, that's just a part of American retailing. And I don't have any problem with that. Our gas is better than their gas. Our bread is better than their bread. Our toothpaste is better than their toothpaste. Our truck is better than their truck. Their truck is lousy. Our truck is wonderful. That's fine. I don't have any problem with that. But I have a problem with this latest advertising campaign from Shake Shack. Now, full disclosure, I have been to Shake Shack 3 times in my life. Twice at the airport in Detroit. My conclusion, it's okay. It was all right. The burger was, it was good. Shake was, it was good. Nothing spectacular. And then they opened up here in Columbus, and Joy and I went, and it was awful. It was terrible. The food wasn't bad. Service was horrific. I mean, it was really, really bad. And so we haven't been back. I haven't had anything against Shake Shack, however, until now. Shake Shack is, well, they wouldn't call it attacking. They would call it competition. They're attacking Chick-fil-A. And in order to get a portion of Chick-fil-A's customer base, along with their burgers, which they're famous for, they have come out with a crispy white meat chicken breast sandwich. With pickles. Ha! Who else serves crispy white meat chicken breast with pickles? That would be Chick-fil-A. Fine. Again, that's okay. That's competition. Remember a few years ago, McDonald's desperately tried to bring out a chicken sandwich just like Chick-fil-A. Remember that? Their crispy chicken sandwich. I don't think it lasted long because it just wasn't as good. But they were trying. Who knows? I hardly ever go to McDonald's. So maybe they still have their crispy chicken sandwich. But it was very clear that they were trying to copy Chick-fil-A. And again, that's just fine. That's fair competition. So, Bob, why are you ragging on Shake Shack? Well, here's why. They're giving away free chicken sandwiches on Sunday. Yeah, now again, what is their chicken sandwich like? It's just like Chick-fil-A. And what is the only day of the week that they're giving them away free? Sunday. Now, you have to get $10 in order to get your free sandwich. And their advertising campaign is, our chicken is available 7 days a week. Okay, that's where I have the problem. Chick-fil-A does not open on Sunday because of their convictions. Now, it's worked out well for them economically, but they they never, ever opened on Sunday because of the convictions of the founder, Truett Cathy. And so Shake Shack is openly attacking Chick-fil-A's convictions. That is what I think is dirty competition. Go for their product. Say how bad your competitor's product is. Fine, fair game. Our product is much better. Fine, fair game. But to go after a specific policy of another company because of their Christian convictions, no. Nope. I'm not saying I would ever go back to Shake Shack anyway, because as I said, Joy and I went one time here in Columbus, and the experience was awful. So I don't know that we would have gone back anyway. Now, no. That's a hard no. Compete. Compare your product with the other. Great. But stay away from attacking a company's convictions or even their business principles. That's not fair game, at least in my mind. All right, quick break. We'll return.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.